ask one quick question?
Yeah.
So I've been doing Butoh meditation, like you suggested, the repetition of the word.
Yeah.
And I found that it seems more solidified in my mind now. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I can feel the edges of it and feel the, like, a pressure around it. Like, there's a lot of feelings I get around the word. And I'm at a point where I'll be sticking with it, and it'll seem like it's there, but then thoughts will just keep coming up. And I remember what you said, like, replace the thoughts with the Buddha, right? The thing is, just sometimes it feels like the Buddha is there and the thought is there at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, it seems like, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not there.
Okay. It's like on its way out.
No. I mean, you know the capability of our mind to do lots of things at the same time.
That's fair, yeah.
But it's not like this. Our computer is very fast. Yeah.
Mm.
So it is multitasking.
Mm.
Yeah. So you think you do things at the same time, but actually you only do one task at one time. And that is why we can do the practice of meditation.
Mm.
If it would be really going into parallel, you know, we wouldn't be able. Yeah, our mind doesn't comprehend that. But we can see, you know, a thought coming. But because the mind in the beginning is so fast, you think it is parallel.
Mm.
Just to go on, you know, and you will see how it slows down. Yeah? The Lord Buddha said, within one blink of an eye, we have 3,000 mind modes. So, I mean,
it's a little fast.
It's a little fast, yeah.
So, when you're getting into the Buddha, and you're trying to meditate on that, I've found that I've been asking, like, questions, like, how long is the Buddha? You know, is there a space in between the Buddha and the dough?
Mm.
Is there a space before the Buddha?
No, don't ask. In the beginning, don't really ask the questions, yeah? Just try to keep, yeah? These questions, you know, I mean, lead to answers that keep you straight.
Mm. Mm.
So in the beginning, you know, until you really get completely calm, yeah?
Mm.
I wouldn't even think of that, yeah?
Okay.
Just observe the Buddha, just like, yeah? I mean, you don't have to ask when you observe the animals what they are doing.
Mm.
You see it, don't you?
You just feel it.
Yeah, you just feel it or see it or whatever you call it.
I had this first time, like, where it really felt solid, and I felt like I was... I just felt it, you know?
Yeah.
I felt that. Like, rather than asking the questions, I felt the space in between, you
That's
know?
Right.
I felt the other things.
That's
and I
right.
think the questions have started to come up more as I'm like, okay, I want to get deeper.
Yeah, yeah, that is the kilesas coming, creeping in, you know, to pull you away.
Mm.
And in the beginning, you know, they seem to be reasonable, but then, you know, the result of this, you know, the reasonable, you know, leads you astray.
Mm. Mm.
So don't...
Okay.
The feeling is okay. Feel or the knowing, you know what we call it, knowing that the Buddha is long, knowing that there's a space between the one Buddha and the next Buddha, or between the breath also, yeah, it's all
right.
Okay.
I've been trying to keep the idea of refuge in it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel good
yes.
when I go back to the Buddha, like,
yeah.
oh, I feel safe here, I can be here, you know.
Yes.
It helps me drop expectations.
Yes.
On
that. Yes.
And
so, yes. Good. Good. Right. Yes, the Buddha is our refuge. Okay.
Got it.
What is Michael? It's difficult, huh?
I'm starting to commit. I'm starting to commit to the practice.
Like, to commit to the practice.
I don't know doubt, but not doubt. Maybe doubt, but I experiment. I say maybe difficult. I feel like maybe soon. Enough, and I'm starting to commit, and that's it. I'm here, and I know the benefit. No need to too much.
You have to when these doubts coming in. Yeah, I mean these doubts are thoughts. Yeah, and they always come from the kilesa. Do I do my practice right? Huh? It's always to try to pull us out and make the practice itself worthless. But it's not worthless. As long as we are with the Buddha, or as long as we are the breath, it's not worthless. Whatever the kilesas say, oh, today doesn't work well. No, This is not the point if it works well or works bad, because the judgment comes from the Kilesa. And doubt and fear are always preceded by thoughts and by memory. I mean, especially if the doubt gets stronger, I mean, it's a power of thoughts and memories. Yeah? Memory, yesterday I also had this, and before this I also had this. Yeah? Now, so it makes it really strong, it makes it really solid that you feel you can't even argue against it. But the moment you push in with putto, I mean, it all disappears. Yeah? It's just like a smoke screen. Yeah? You go through it and it's gone. Yeah? You have to remember this. Yeah? I mean, whenever something comes up, you know, this is, and it seems solid, you know, I mean, you break through with putto. Yeah? You break through through the smoke screen with putto, 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 and then you see, for a moment, this doesn't exist, yeah? And then you lose your putto, and then the smoke screen comes back, you know, and engulfs you, yeah? And then you have to push through, and you see, and through this pushing through, you understand, this is really a smoke screen. It's not real, yeah? All these doubts, you know, what is the use of? I mean, remember, Michael, you came here in the first place because you wanted to find something, you know? Huh?
Yes. I had a good feeling and I still have.
What happened?
I'm still pretty scared, but okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah? But, you know, it's the Kilesas who are scared. Huh? Let them be scared to death, yeah? Maybe they leave you. Hmm? But they are not leaving you. They make you leave.
Yeah. One of the biggest things that keeps bothering me lately, I told you about the homesickness the other day, and I realized that it's not something, like, I no longer feel like I need my parents in a way, like, they can't really give me what I need, but I feel a very, very strong responsibility.
But you have brothers and sisters.
One's in a wheelchair and the other is
You have to remember one thing. Eh? I mean, what we do here, and if we share the practice, if we share the merit of our practice with our parents, I mean, they can't get better help. I mean, all what we can help when we are with them is this physical thing. And other people can do that, yeah? But we can help with mental, yeah? With mental ability, yeah?
Do you feel you've been able to help?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just through me being like I am, yeah. I mean, my parents saw something that there is something else than just this, you know, just this ordinary life. Yeah. In the beginning, they didn't think very much of it, but you know, after a while, when they realized that I myself was changing, they became interesting because people don't think that they really can change. But practice automatically changes us. It changes our perspective, it changes our views, and it changes our opinion.
So, if I can only convince my mother to leave her. No, I know. I'm not going to debate it.
But even if she is Christian, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, even Jesus was talking about rebirth. It's in the, it is not, you know, not in the, what do you call it? It's called apocryphal, yeah? Things that Jesus said, you know, but they are put away.
Oh, the Gnostic Gospels.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Those were always.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people don't understand it because it's too mystical, yeah? So they don't believe it, yeah? But there's one thing, you know, they forgot to take out this. when one of the disciples of Jesus asked Jesus when they saw a blind child, or just a newborn blind child, then the disciple asked Jesus, is it the fault of the parents that the child is born blind, or is it the fault of the kid, of the child that it is born blind? How can it be the fault of the child if there was not rebirth? But they didn't catch it, so they left it in. But it still, it boggles the mind, yeah? How can they ask a question like this if they didn't have a notion, you know, that there was a previous life? Or previous existence, yeah? It doesn't have to be, you know, human existence, you know, but...
It's something to think about. It makes me think of something else. I had a conversation with my mother the other day, and we were talking about actions.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, when God judges your actions, He judges your intentions.
Yeah, but that, yeah, judges the intention, not the action.
Exactly. I told her that. The intention's more important.
Yeah. I mean, you see it, you know, you see it with nurses, for instance, or with doctors, yeah? Who really want to help in order to get, how do you call it? Get self-esteem from the others. Oh, see how good I am, how good I am. Because they're not convinced they are good, yeah? So they do this, you know, and then they burn out, yeah? But a person who does it because he feels good about doing, helping others, yeah? I mean, he never burns out. How can he burn out? But a person who does it, yeah, his intentions are to get the respect of the world, you know, that he does things like that. I mean, he burns out because people don't care. People just don't care. Yeah? They only care about themselves, yeah?
In the long run.
Yeah. And they care about what other people think of them. Yeah. But it's still here. Yeah. Okay. Enough.